Rav Shach once needed a surgery on his toe. And it's a surgery which you can do in your house. So they called the surgeon over to his house, the doctor, and the doctor offered him, I can give you some medication which will make you woozy, or we can do without it. Shach knew that the side effects of the medication could affect his thinking abilities for the next couple of hours or even days. So Rav Shach said, like many other gedolim, I do not want it. I don't want the medication. Please give me the surgery without anything. I'll think in a sugya. And when I'm thinking in the sugya, I'll be so distracted, so removed, so up in those high and holy ideas, I am not going to feel it. So that's what happened. Surgeon got started. He did surgery. They're going on. Rav Shach is in his head, thinking very intensely on the sugya. And someone comes in the room. It was during one of the wars in Eretz Yisrael. And they said, did you hear what happened? There was a plane crash. One of the Israeli planes was shot down. And soldiers died. Everyone in the room was shocked. Rav Shach came out of his learning trance. And he said, wait, what did you say? A plane was shot down? He said, yeah, unfortunately, in the war. He goes, and Jews passed away? Jews died? The man said, yes. Rav Shach, who until that point in time, gave no relevance to what was going on, the pain, he was able to be in another world. He broke down crying. He couldn't stand to hear what had happened. His foot being mangled by a surgeon didn't take him away from his learning, didn't take him away from his thoughts, and he was able to be there. Once he heard another Jew was hurt, died, he broke down crying. He couldn't stand it. His heart was with them. This is such an unbelievable lesson that we have to learn. The Ahava, the love, the care, the connection that the Gedolim have and had for the Jewish people was so above and beyond, is so above and beyond. This is one of the greatest lessons that we must learn from the Gedolim. The Chafetz Chaim wrote sefer after sefer, book after book, to try and help Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. He felt for their spiritual tzar, he felt for their physical pain. Everything was one with him. Rav Shach heard soldiers passed away, were killed, broke down crying, he couldn't contain himself. The surgery didn't do anything to him. But the removing of a piece of Klal Yisrael from this world broke him. And this is what we have to learn. We have to wake up in the morning and go about our lives with a different scope of view, a different outlook, a different perspective. And that's every single Jewish person is connected to me. And I have to care about them. I have to daven for them. I have to be there for them. I have to learn for them. I have to help all Jews in the best way that I could. And the first place that we start is in the heart. V'ahavta l'reicha kamecha. You have to love your fellow like yourself. So Be'ezus Hashem, we should think about this unbelievable story and strengthen ourselves, gird ourselves with this idea of Ahavas Yisrael, loving another Jew, and really feel it. And in order to do that, do something small. Look at someone else and find one positive quality. You can take away a layer of negativity. This thing bothers me, I'll let go of that. And if that's not possible, then go try and find something positive in somebody. And with that, we will help bring the Gula.